on the high quality down there, put that in most of the country, so.
No.
We had a, we've been meeting with Rover politics in here. And he's a friend home, he's turning people to, really question, reading the checklist up there, I mean, here we go up there, because I've been also meeting with him up there.
Yeah.
And Nelson went back to get alcoholism, to go to our little white one friend, and started working that out. He was at it, held, and said, part of it, and now proposes bond issue, which I'll show you.
That's how we're gonna do it, that's all thing.
But this, well, and one of the interesting issues that was brought up outside of the conservative party with our Jewish friends, that he had been meeting with there, was a kid on the same line that seemed to me. I hope you've got some resolution, that picture somewhere along the line that
gives some bar rejection.
And it looks like that's the only thing that, that they're really complaining about, and everything else is still in good shape.
They're gonna work on some, I think Mr. Myers is gonna come over here.
I don't hope that it's done so Judy is ready for it, so here comes Bill with the stomach bubbling over the floor.
Larry's trying to work out if I ever had any sort of beans on it.
First plan.
He's gonna do bond speeches in that.
Well, that name of Diane won't come, or?
That's right, and Henry's putting it on that basis, that if she comes, I will see her. They will not have not seen Diane.
Well, that will eliminate the Rogers Larry before, if she comes.
The Rogers Larry boy is a stranger, I know Chrysler on TV.
No, but I can get it.
Should you want to try to get well with him? Don. I think of,
Kind of wanted to make a speech, a statement that he did up at the UN, didn't it, 2 weeks ago? About the Soviets putting materials in the Middle East and stuff. And, come out with this US Newton World Report, and we're gonna put a short period of time, it's kind of ridiculous. And the fact is, the intelligence shows that the Russians have put 10 TUs in there this week, really. About 5 of them, 5 on the way.
You can't deny the facts, you know, so. But he did.
Still, so maybe he had 80% of the Jewish folks in the office. So that he made, felt the community got to work because of the support of this administration, and he'd given pressure.
Yeah, but they're more conservative, I know, too, they're more conservative in Chicago. I gotta work on it, John, I guess, it's really terribly hard, I must say, that the Pope Rogers Larry project, whatever it is, group withdrawal and anything else, these guys, or Rogers at least, then whatever, it's just impossible.
It's an excellent film. That's kind of a good, if you reckon it, it's a lot. Smile, just even when you know you're smiling. Love it, get away with it. I get it, he is a candidate for presidency in 76. If we can hold on to something that's staying along with it. If we can keep people from being up on the list, a lot of the administration.
God damn, they better not. They had better not.
As we just haven't mentioned, I've talked to the manager of the city, and that's a very key one.
I didn't know that, but I'm glad to hear it, like.
Yeah, you know, we have been using the immigration naturalization service, the legislature, students down there, the public, you know that?
How do you do that?
Well, it's like, they're like welfare clients, you know. They're all, they got relatives all over the place. Because the relatives want to get the ones out of Cuba here, and everyone wants this, and that, and that's the next one. So it's just the naturalization service. You've got somebody active down there, taking down the register. Mississippi, I just came from, meeting with the governor, the new governor.
Yeah, yeah.
We helped him measure this.
Yeah.
Actually, it was run off by approving certain legislation, so we couldn't get publicly sued, but it was not a basis.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And if you.
We appreciate it.
Very much so. Because the working with Jim Easton on it. And if this guy doesn't get romance by the New York Times or Washington Post, it's pretty part of the New South, I think he'll be with us for sure.
I may try to speak, we did discuss it today. We decided that some reluctant, but in the term, maybe we've got the internal problem here, that we have to go with Peterson on the fans, and we have to do it because we've got to get him out of the line of fire, monetary and so forth. He can't be effective as a speaker under the, on the protection side. He apparently learned a hell of a lot on the textual side. He's turned that way now, you know, he's talking that game rather than the other game. That's according to the state county and so forth, and the state department.
Well, he did that.
Well, we gotta give credit.
I know, I was right in the middle of it. Bob Holloman talked to me about it.
He talked to me, yeah.
There were two things that I thought that they ought to consider in connection with such a move. Number one was the business community. And as for the odds of, let's get that thing structured right.
Yeah.
So that you're not just getting rid of Peterson and keeping the same product.
Well, what I thought was this. How do you feel about planning?
Planning is not a flight, but if you want to lose it, you know?
Well, you can do that as...
Supervisor?
As left hand. You see what I mean? Planning, and the main thing is the ball player and cut. And he'll play with Kissinger and the staff and the rest, and he'll fight state. He'll do what he's told. It seemed to me that if you put Flanagan in there, we've then got a proposition that will work, and he can pick up Peterson's staff. Now with Peterson, the thing we do there is to use him basically in the public. And on the business side, one advantage he does have that has not occurred to me before is that he's a member of that goddamn business council. And that's the business group that we really got to get off its ass, you know. They're the big business guys. They're all spoiled and so forth and so on. Peterson's one of them. And he's like Percy, you know. I think has very good credentials.
I don't know.
So we check that out pretty carefully tonight. So I think it'll work. It'll work well. And he has a very good undersecretary in playing or whatever his name is. Maury's the young guy, you know, who can run the department. Peterson can make speeches. He can do the university bit, he can do the suburbs, and he can do the, you know, any stuff that... But, you know, we take a Roger from Larry, goddamn it, and he was just over in the Congress department. Goddamn it, he said, why the hell is the Secretary of State or Defense? Why don't they ever get out and take these back? Why does the President have to do it all the time? No, he is. Dallas used to be gone.
Of course.
Right. I'm always doing the fight.
I know it, but when the credits are due, you know, they're right out of time.
That's right.
They're right out of time.
Well, this troop thing, you know, I don't know.
Before you leave the Peterson operation, Dave Kennedy, the total, gave me very glowing reports of his opponent jury.
Yes, I know.
And I don't know the jury.
We could bring him into it, but I don't think we could. No, we might put him in.
Well, if you're putting him into the National Security Council, is that what you're doing?
No, we're going to keep it where it is. It's got to be a separate field. But if we do it with Flanagan, with an understanding that Flanagan works with Kissinger, that and knows what it is, basically we've got to keep it in that field. But we don't want to change it openly, which will raise holy hell with state and everybody else, you know, when we set the thing up. It's more power to history. But planning it with play to history, you see the point. And you can't have a freewheeler in that department, John. That's what it gets down to.
Who are you going to put Peter into that spot?
Peter Flanagan would take the Peterson position, see, and continue to do what he does in the other things, too. He does both the other things, you know. He could do it with the Peterson position, and then he could run a very good show there. He knows that subject pretty well, too, though.
It's no question about it.
Hard nosed as hell.
Well, Peter was the one that really stood his ass down, as you know.
I know.
Who was the number two man in the Peterson show?
Well, it's a good man. Alan, Dick Allen.
Dick Allen?
But Jurek, I think we
Is that big enough to warrant somebody on the jury?
Yeah.
Been down this trail?
Yeah, it is. It certainly is. They need more men.
You know, Vic Allen, he's a very bright guy, but he was also somewhat sort of a dilettante, certain matters in life. Did what I would say, get down to the administration at that point.
What do you mean, on certain matters in life?
Well, he's a fighter, or he goes off after people. He's hatchet people in Washington.
Oh, yes.
And frequently used to...
Yeah, I know.
Prosecutor. Yeah, this crime area of inquiry is to who's doing what, to whom, or what we can do to screw it, rather than keeping it right on the substance.
Jurek, I think you've got a very good thought there, you can bring Jurek in, but I wouldn't want to bring Jurek in to replace Peterson, because he doesn't know how to work. I can't bring anybody in, John, that will not work closely with Kissinger, that's what it gets down to. Henry, you see, it's the political side cannot be separated from the economic, I'd like to conclude. I think it was a mistake to do it. Now, we can't rectify that mistake immediately, but we can rectify it. And we can't rectify it in the form, but we can rectify it in the reality. That's what I'd like to conclude. And with Peter, you know, the ball there, he works well with Ehrlichman, he works well with Kissinger and so forth. This sounds to me like a good thing. Peter's a fine fellow. As a matter of fact, he would have been a good man in commerce, but we could never get it confirmed.
Well, I mean, not what was run before.
Well, but he's all in the
tanker situation.
The tanker. It's a bad rack. Sure. They screwed him.
The problem with Henry's operation,
exactly. That's why we want to...
With this combination, I think it'll work.
It'll force... That's right. I think Jurek's experience here can be very helpful. He's not an economist, as you know. He's a political operator. But he learned a hell of a lot of this deal. Dave, I know it's you, but I'm glad. Let me follow up on that.
Well, in other words,
it could be a top position or just deputy. You have a deputy for this, deputy for that.
And if Henry's group was staying with us, and Peter and vice versa, you'll have a melding of the two inputs.
Exactly. And as a matter of fact, you'll have a very close working relationship, which you also do on the other side, between the international economic and the Ehrlichman side, which involves it to an extent because it's in research. You see, it's pretty hard to slice them off, too. Ehrlichman and get along with Schultz, which is important because he has to be there on this whole deal. My God, it's so important for him all to get along. They get along with Peterson, but he's not a staff man, John. He's just not a staff man, that's all. He doesn't know how to work in staff. And so we'll do well on the other side. We'll do well.
Sorry, John, if you know it must be.
I thought that when he came back, three weeks, but then we should talk to him. I'll tell you what my view on him is.
Let me talk to him on the program first.
Let me tell you, I personally feel very strongly that Maury should move in time. That should be by the first of the year, you know, or the last December, so that Peterson can get going and be ready to do the congressional names and others and all that sort of thing to the Congress and get work into him. And Maury should move perhaps prior to the time that I make an announcement so that this is a directly connected. You go to the National Committee, basically, right? That's ostensibly what we call it, or we call it generally.
It'll be the central function, and it'll take over the National Committee operation.
But that'll be ours, too.
Yeah.
And Maury, you should talk to him. And said,
well, I have a date. I've talked to him on the phone.
John, if we do want Peterson to come in there, and we want him to place him along, and so forth and so on. The situation, we've got one hell of a problem, because we can't find anybody up for Japan, and we offered to go on Amazon. Another one they're considering, whose name is being, Bill Renshaw, is he do it?
Yeah, Bill can do it, I mean, what? Yeah, Bill's a very attractive.
Great, but five of the guy.
Bill's the smartest fellow they've had in the chemical bank in the 30 years I've been.
Is he? I told him to take a flyer at Walter Bayer, which I think would be fine if he takes it. I suppose he won't. I just hate to go Rogers on Cecil, it's a pretty good bastard over in Poland, but that puts it right in the safety park. Goddamn, the more I see of the safety park, the less I want their career guys in any spot that we have. Look how much better Bush is than that son of a bitch Hill's job. Just look at it, right? Bush doesn't know as much, but Jesus Christ, he's loyal.
Well, I don't know what the type of knowledge is always beneficial to the administration.
We use the knowledge against each other.
Correct. You've never heard the story of what the State Department was doing on this Japanese textbook.
Correct.
It was incredible.
I'm sure you're a scrivener.
Oh, every meeting. Every turn. I would hope that you would have somebody outside the State Department.
The problem that I have learned, trying to keep the heat on this one is fine, it's tough as hell, but I've got everybody coming at it that I can pick up. I'm not going to give it to the punch to the Fed, who's going to drag him right up the wall. This can't, I should let him name the guy who's dead here.
Absolutely.
Let Berger take the court.
Absolutely. Yeah, very good. Basically, NATO folks.
He knows the world a bit. I mean, he could be a business guy. He's got to know something about international affairs. He can't be peripheral, but strong, loyal. You're a guy of mine. Bill Martin. That's who you think of?
I don't know.
I like him.
Bill immediately comes to mind most anything. He could do it well, but
he wouldn't do it.
No, he can't with the reorganization of the American Express in another year to Bill would do it well.
Pretty hard to fight with.
Oh, it's too easy.
He loves to play golf and like that.
He loves to play golf and travel.
If you got anybody like you see, it's a hell of a good job. Any of them. It could be a Frank, you could be a fine New York lawyer. You don't have to give up your stocks or anything. That's what we gave him, remember, to that. Ellsberg, he did very well at it.
Well, Bob's basically a smart guy. He doesn't have any handles. Well,
that's smart at all.
I thought he might sell out his common secrets or something like that. But, he didn't, and as you said, he did a very thorough job. I'm sure he's smart.
Walter would be great if he'd take it, and it would tie in with some other people.
Walter would be well respected.
Anybody want to?
Right in past, Renshaw, or...
Flanagan put it, he didn't go to New York, now I'll see. I think he was much fun. I'm so disgusted at this time. It's a rare combination. They're small, they're smart men, God damn, they've been personal friends with Jesus Christ. I don't think those guys, they've got any basic loyalty.
Neither to you individually or to the presidency.
What do you think? Do they?
They do not.
Now you've seen them enough. What the hell is the trouble here?
Well, mostly because there are different reasons. Now they're wants to be president. I'm convinced of that.
That's a very laudable ideal.
I know, but there are certain things that you do or don't do to retain.
I would think Conley would want to be president too someday.
Well,
he doesn't say so, but I think he wants to, but he plays it very differently, doesn't he?
Yes, quite. And one of the reasons for that, there in the case of Bill, it's just an override. He could just override it. One of the most eager get that completed, if you want to.
Hello? Oh. That's all right, I'll call it later. Right. Well, Bill is always at you, but I thought that when he got into this awesome job, Christ Almighty, you know, he'd respond to it. But it really is true, he just is overwritten with it. And he doesn't know that much, John.
Personally, he makes such obvious mistakes with him. Can't call it, but, would I go back about that, Dan, the meeting on the scouting process?
Yeah.
And his reaction to, well, it's just so typical, you know.
What was it?
Okay, he was insulted, he called everybody, and he jumped. They have a scouting, and he called angry, he called me twice, and so.
And said that it was bad, because the captain was a great captain, right?
Well, yes, we shouldn't have talked to you like that.
Was it that bad? I thought I understood, it was quite good.
I didn't hear it, but he was very good, but first, he found a thing to say, and very good taste. But I don't have to hear it, I'm sure they might have. They're big enough, John.
Look, there are only two men in the cabinet, John, that do a goddamn thing, you and Connor. And you know that. No, I like all the others, they're nice people. But let's face it, Roger's Martin. Just goes out and talks about Big Rod. And Maury stands at his best, but Maury ends up a clown, you know what I mean? Volpe is a clown. I mean, he's a nice clown, but he is, you know, you can see how he is. Rod is an evangelist. But when you come to somebody that'll get up and fight for this administration, who the hell are they? I hope he will, but who couldn't believe Volpe?
Well, I think we're in the right place for the election, Mr. John.
Oh, I agree, but we send him around, but don't send him to Massachusetts. You're not going to win. God damn it, make him go to New York and New Jersey and the rest. Incidentally, I think we can reconsider that idea, which I think we should get John and keep him off my back. I think we can make him ambassador to Italy after the election. Because they tell me he did an excellent job over there. I got a good report from Graham Martin on it. And he's passing down the name. And a guy that desperately wants something usually might do it well.
I think.
I just rather think, remember we talked about before and you said maybe we couldn't afford it well. Jesus. Let's take a crack at it.
Well, let's say one of the elections over there.
Next year.
So there's a problem to have a lot of money.
Oh, no, but that's not it. That's a problem will be gone. We'll have it here one way or another. But you can say, I like all of them. I think they all Romney his way. He's loyal and everything. Somebody's got to get that. Right. That's the way you become a person. But also, you know, that's the way you become a person. I mean, you know, you take Rogers. How much if you told the country? I mean, I don't think more than 60 to 50% of the people know who the Secretary of State is. 95% of who Dulles was, because now that he kicked somebody in the ass.
That was the right. That's nice to me.
Drop the word, you're miserable, as we know, but God damn it. They ought to have the good sense. I don't know how tough he is, but they ought to have the good sense. Go on with them. And another thing, Bill doesn't know all that much about it. He thinks he knows everything, but you really don't. Do you think he does or not?
Well, but you can't let some of the statements that Bill Rogers makes or let some of the things happen that didn't quite happen. No, but foreign policy or in the State Department.
So he doesn't expect it to
happen. Well,
he's totally capable of it.
He has. Yes.
Fine.
Bill is just, you know, taking it off the top. And going with it off the top and the program and all of this. But he's got some real little snakes over there, like Marshall Green and Cisco and some of the rest of it. They're real operators.
And they know how to play your people.
Says that, you know, he's been around town unloading it, so he's been in the bill. He's getting out from under it.
Oh, is he?
He's gotten up there and sucked up around the jabbits and done the rest of it and putting it all on the bill.
He's got a big eye on the head of his hand.
He's a little tired. He needs something to pay him out. Probably John Conner will stand up and tell him.
Right, Charlie, wouldn't he?
I believe so.
Pete had called, you might say, well, I don't know, just call him Pete, and I'll find out, and I'll ask him to call you if he gets to see what he claimed out on ranch yard, and so that all of you don't go with him. You know, you go with somebody else.
You're gonna talk to him.
Ranch yard and Walter Thayer, he's both with the same staff now. Experiment, find it, make goddamn good hazard, if you can, wouldn't you?
Sure, no,
Or Neil.
That's...
Oh, sure. Your meeting, you finished. You want to come over a minute? John Mitchell's over here. On Reagan, I don't know, John. I just hope you can talk to him and save her or something. God damn it. We can't have him in the cabinet. What the hell can we do?
I don't know. He doesn't want that bastard shit to run.
He ought to have tomorrow. He would not be a good man, but he just had a few things. And that's, well, that's my point. There are only two jobs that any governor or major state should take. Defense and state, right?
Smith know how long and seriously he could do it to the point.
He wasn't serious.
Well, I don't know what it's like. What's missing?
You had 15, if I recall, you consider him?
Yep.
Well, Supreme Court.
Supreme Court, I decided that when the Barrett case got up there, we kind of had to disqualify himself, we might need to vote, so I voted him out.
Barrett.
They had to call me as a witness, oh shit, I would have been surprised, it's flawless.
You know.
The hiring said testified in the room today.
Oh, John, I want to, on your situation, I would much prefer that you not leave at the time of the announcement. No, I think you should wait until after the, my view is this, that the campaign, John, is really, I'm not going to do anything, believe me, in any of those primaries. And I think that if you could do it, you run it out of the back. And I think if you have a situation where you and Stan left together, even though you left them on the car a few weeks apart, I know it's all been discounted to a certain extent, but I think that you are valuable in the cabinet. I think you're very valuable, and I think you agree in all these meetings and so forth before this Russian thing. And I think my inclination basically is that you probably ought to stay through the Russian trip. Let me tell you, as far as I'm concerned, the campaign doesn't begin with that. You get home from Russia first and second. I'm not going to do one single iota of thing, see?
I'm not worried about that, Mr. President. What I'm worried about is all of these troops that are flying around all over this country.
You can control them. As Attorney General, I think. I really think you can, from that office better. But you and Dick have an understanding, you all know that. And you have an understanding. Now with Dick, if those bastards, if there's any problem with confirmation, I'm like, fine, you just be active. And that's fine with me too.
Well, I have to restructure this thing over there and then come in there.
I'd like for you to do that. See, I think to have the two of you leave, I thought about this a little bit, it's just not a good idea. It looked like Christ, we're giving up two members of the cabinet in order to go out and campaign and all that. I think you just ought to say, no, I'm not going to do that. I'd restructure it to have somebody run it over there for you. And then you make the decision just as you're making it now. There'll be time enough.
Justice Department and the campaign.
I mean, you got all that. I let Klein be shrunk. I mean, you break him in. That's a good idea. That's a chance. In other words, he's running the Justice Department. You just run the campaign, but don't get caught too much at it. You know, we were talking about the Roger Clare thing, and it's too late, John, to do anything about it in terms of changes. You can't do anything now. I talked to Henry about it this morning. So we've got to live with the goddamn thing, but I don't know how the hell we live with it. I mean, what we've gone through in this truth thing has been a charade, and what we're going through, everything.
I believe that I handle it, but I'm kind of getting stronger than trying to take a public position. Make it a little, I don't believe in just in my position. And Bull was true. This probably wouldn't have worked 2 years ago because you have all sorts of fussing and killing and Enron and controversy and major resignation and so forth. That doesn't happen now.
Let me tell you this. No position could have been more clearly stated than the way I stated the position on this last group withdrawal. Both of these guys knew beforehand what it was and why. Laird not totally, but he knew. And goddammit, what happens is that the Frankie Laird misses on him. Right, Henry?
Now, Laird at least knew that he didn't want it to do what he's now leaked to the newspaper.
Okay. Rogers hasn't pissed on it, I guess, as far as we know.
Well, they're not play that game, find something that's viable, set them up, and let them get out, and knock them down.
Yeah, isn't even when, there are two things, one, they fit on it, but nobody else gets out there and fights for it.
Nobody. Well, I think, Henry, you're past that, where you can look for that.
They will not fight. Like the scallions are on the cat, as John was saying, Roger's is operating. The scallions shake him up a little, and he's observed, and please, your quarter, give his honest opinion.
Oh, I love it. Very appropriate.
But it applied to you.
Well, I don't know.
You knew who the hell it applied to.
It applied to one of the Democrats.
It applied to one of these people.
You know what he said, the only two people ever defended the president was Monahan and Cotton. Which, some of them in their own inevitable way, getting a little excited. He got a few other items in there, talking about this, the mayor of San Francisco, fit a certain way for a little self-inspection or introspection.
Now, what's gonna happen on the negotiation front, Henry says, if we're gonna get a meeting, call order in tomorrow, 10 o'clock, maybe you're gonna postpone the meeting? No, his meeting, I had a meeting set up with him for, and we had it set up before we proposed it on October 11th. And they expected it on October 22nd. So they asked for the feedback, so we'll come back to that, and we're shaking up the test a little bit.
The impression is funny, he was coming back.
Well, he's coming back, we've got an editorial in the newspaper.
And one of their pictures.
Yeah, in which, strongly indicates that he's gonna come back at the end of November. I think that your announcement shook them up more.
Well, they may not know what to say at this point, because they may not
have a lot. They expected you to say, to make a terminal announcement after every...
And the point is, I think they expected me to make a terminal announcement and were prepared in their precise way to know how to respond to that. Now that we've made this announcement, they gotta go back to the drawing board and get a new way. Now, that's my guess as to what has been running into. Now, on the other hand, if they come back and say, we're not gonna negotiate anymore here, then we are going to let it fritter along still until about this is our game time, 1st of January. And then we're gonna bring and have Porter make hard statements there in between, and have him make the hardest possible statements. And then the 1st of January, we'll bring Porter back and break off the negotiations, give him a couple of shots. And, you know what I mean?
I might give him a couple of shots in December.
If they've broken it off, I think you should hit him right away. I mean, the kind of shots that we have in mind are, you know, protective reaction shots, they're damn good ones. And the passes, if you check and see if there is a buildup there, if there's enough worth it, there's always enough
at this time.
But let's not borrow trouble, we'll wait to see, or who knows what they're doing.
They could ask, the most probable thing is that they're not put a postpone.
And they might break it off.
Do you read the present briefing with that?
That's what I mean. They have reacted to this last group announcement in a more erratic way than in any other one.
Yeah.
And they have felt a greater need to justify their reaction than any previous time.
We see the last group announcement with Lewis right a little bit, and he got a very positive play from our versus Harper that the Democrats take it on, even the weekly news magazine, you know, were very positive, were they not? Okay. Yeah, they were very positive, actually.
Yeah, they were very positive. They listed the nitpicks of your opponent.
Sure.
If they break off, that is not foreign trouble, if they break off the negotiations, it may mean that they're going to float a new proposal of their own.
Well, we've got to beat them to it. No.
Well, we're not going to blame them every time for that.
We've got a very good... Then we go public. That's your name.
We could either wait for their proposal and then go public. Or we could anticipate them and take our position. It might be
issue is not done.
That's
the background, you have to get to look at it, want to get all that sort of thing.
That scenario is still in the background?
Well, if you get it, that's the...
See, they know this already, John. He put that in the letter to him.
On October 11th, because I wanted to be, I was afraid that if we asked for a meeting, and they refused, if we were then, they would hang on our head. I wanted for our domestic position to say we've made an offer to them, and then Mr. Senator started to arrive, because they had all that. But on the table, I wasn't considering if we passed this bill, so... They accepted this, and I said, we proposed to them that we have no end of the marriage to negotiate, and they accepted this. We proposed November 1st for some such day, and they said he couldn't come, and one three is ill, which is true, incidentally, he's in Japan. So they proposed November 20th, which we accepted. Those boys, I think, today, when they called up Walter, they said they wanted to give me 5 o'clock in the morning. To be something connected with that meeting, to go to the room. So, they may say, Vidocto is going to be there. In that case, my judgment is that I should go. I think because, well, because Longtree has no authority to settle, and I don't believe that he should show that much even in my view. He'll show it.
Propaganda that they put out related to the present previous one, the first two points that are 7 and 9 negotiable, which of course includes the formation of that.
And they've added to it that we have to agree to cut them as they depart from the fully credential.
After what the goddamn Senate House has done, right?
Okay. That they just added to it, yeah, to the cut military, yeah. So it may be that they'll come back and say our offer is not acceptable. Because it doesn't say not conditional withdrawal, that's not fine. That's it. We're in pretty good shape, we have to go something.
Then Henry, what do we do about the POWs? We go back to the game plan. Except for banning them a few times.
Well, Mr. President, I don't see how we can let them make a war in which we've lost close to 50,000 men, they can lose 400. And I would make it, my suggestion would be to take it head on to the public, to say we've offered everything. No one can access the Calais, so I don't think the public...
Well, then, of course, at that time, your thought then, though, if they pull out, if they finally break it off, then I think in January we do make a final proposal.
Oh, yes, then I fix the deadline. Yeah. Then we would have to tell the American public how it goes from here.
Yeah.
Well, in the meantime, Henry...
And say that the deadline is we'll have a residual force of so many thousand that will remain until we get our POWs. That's right.
If you go public with the negotiations, your office and all the rest of it, we may turn enough of the American public around.
Well, that's my...
To the point where it's going to change their negotiating position, because I'm sure we're all convinced that there's a claim on the Congress and American public is their strongest card.
And yet at this point, John, Henry and I were saying this morning, before you got this, well, you haven't gotten your message yet, but any of that. We were saying this morning, Henry would go to this time in a stronger position than we've been in, because they're more uncertain, right? And we know what the hell we're going to do.
That uncertainty which you created last Friday by your announcement, maybe the precise fact that it's for the sense of the football.
For a reassessment.
For a reassessment. I think on the whole, what they will undoubtedly say, I've read your press conference. They had a good case in August this time. You really didn't give a hell of a lot. You said you were exploring POWs in all possible channels.
Oh, really?
Well,
my God, did we discuss it with Romito and Mrs. Gandhi?
What else to do?
You know, if they do it, it's a pretext. It's not.
They aren't going to use that as a pretext.
No, they may. I think what they will do, if they break off, they will break it off on three grounds. That you've blown the channels, that you've threatened the bomber, and that you haven't given a deadline. That's what they do. But they can't get away with the deadline either, because we've given them an effective deadline. We've giving them a deadline so that they can just be for the master's amendment. You have said.
But the idea, incidentally, as far as our public opinion in America,